Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we're going to be talking all about the full moon in Aries that's coming up on Friday. But in case you missed it, last week, Libra season began. So if you want to know more about what you can expect during Libra season, listen to last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about Mercury in Libra and Venus in Virgo.
And with that being said, let's dive right into it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the full moon in Aries happens on Friday, September 29th at 5:57 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. What you need to know. Full moons are a time for releasing so we can get our lives into balance. Since these are Aries themes, we might be needing to let go of some things in our life to create some more space to have more autonomy and possibly personal freedom. Since this full moon is balancing the Aries and Libra energy, there's going to be a need to have some balance between the things that you want to accomplish in your life and other people's expectations.
How this affects you is you might have a strong desire to release and break free from your everyday routines to explore new experiences. Aries is a sign with a lot of physical energy, so during this full moon, engaging in physical activities such as exercise, sports, going for a walk could be a good way to release that energy.
So why this matters? Full moons are typically associated with a completion of a project or a goal. It's always a really good time to acknowledge your accomplishments and celebrate the work that you have done. Aries energy is also an energy that likes to start new things and take risks and embark on new ventures. So while this is a full moon where we are releasing and certain things might be coming to a close, there is definitely a sense of optimism and a desire to start something new.
Something you might not know is that this full moon is setting the stage for the upcoming eclipse season. This is the last full moon before eclipse season begins. And it's really important that you pay attention to the themes that come up for you, because next year in 2024, we will have eclipses in Aries.
Now, certain signs will be affected more than others, and those signs are Aries, Libra, Cancer, Capricorn, and those are for personal placements, Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, Mars in Aries, Libra, Cancer, Capricorn. There's only one major aspect to this full moon, and that is that the Sun will be trine Pluto. When the Sun is trine Pluto, you might feel a heightened sense of empowerment. There could be some feelings of confidence going on. You might feel more in control, more capable of accomplishing the things that you are looking to do in life during the full moon.
Also, the trine to Pluto is really encouraging us to self-reflect and look within. This is a really good time for journaling, and it can bring about a lot of healing.
And that's pretty much it for the full moon in Aries. But if you're curious to know more about how this might affect you on a more personal level, then this is your reminder. We do offer readings. Readings are hosted on an app called Intro, which allows for FaceTime style calls. We do readings for as short as 15 minutes to as long as 1 hour. You decide what you want to talk about. When you go to book the reading, there is a slot where you can type in your questions. We'll be able to pull up your chart and answer them face to face on the call.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And just a reminder, next week we'll be talking all about Mercury entering Libra as well as Venus entering Virgo. There's a lot of juice to that. You'll hear why next week. It is kind of special that they're both happening at the same time. So if you want to know more about that, then definitely stick around for next week's episode. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, make sure you're following us on social media. We are on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye!